Despite considerable efforts to sensitize the public about HIV and AIDS, many myths and misconceptions still persist today. Recently, National HIV and AIDS Policy Director Devon Gabarel and Technical Officer at the National Family Planning Board Nicola Cousins visited JIS Radio's Studio 58A, where they shared with host Vaughn Davis some of the myths surrounding the disease. We bring you an excerpt of their interview.
We've had so far in this process rounds of public consultations, but there have been two particular rounds that I want to mention. We did one, was it 2016, Nicola?
Yes, it was 2016.
Yes, in which we to help formulate the situational analysis for this, and persons or community as a whole have shifted in their understanding of what HIV is. Their willingness to discuss it. Persons were not calling for people to be burned out of their communities, but it also showed that there were still issues in terms of our understanding of people's rights and personhood. Mm-hmm. It also showed that we still have some pervasive myths and stereotypes.
Myths?
Yeah.
Okay. There's still some, in 2018, some of those myths still exist today?
Still exist.
Like what are some of those that you encounter? You've heard persons verbalize at some point?
Well, one of them particularly is somehow that if you are positive, your life done. And somehow that if you're positive, you do not have access to, you still don't have sexual and productive health needs. Another one is that, this is one that I found funny, but it's very dangerous, coming from some young people who felt that if you had certain types of sexual acts, you could prevent the transmission of HIV.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. Yes.
There also young people in particular?
Yes, young persons in particular. One particular person asked me that if I had a certain type of sex with my girlfriend, it means I won't have HIV, right? Yeah, and he believed that, and that is something that is being spread in his particular school and area. There are people who still, and I was shocked to hearing this. I thought this was something that was still confined to the history books, but persons still feel that having sex, some people still said, coming out of their mouth, that having sex with virgins. I did not know.
One would have thought that in 2018, that would have been dispelled
what
completely.
What came out of the consultation was that people were hungry for information. They welcomed information. Another significant thing that observed for me is that they wanted information to be shared early.
In terms of what do you mean by early?
Vaughn, I did not think that I would hear in a public consultation that people wanted access to information from minors starting from grade school.
Okay. They want information to be made available to youngsters.
And from Montego Bay, we had it in Port Maria. Everybody said that we need to start education of our young people between from age 5 to 6. This is what the public is saying.
Okay.
But they did not. They also reminded us that this does not relegate the rights of parents to the background. They also felt that parents still have a major role to play. That we should do more to inform parents and communities, and that as much as we bring the information to our young people, we should find ways to integrate more communities and parents into the response.
So make like a holistic movement rather than just individual groups of persons who are getting the information. Yeah.
Representatives from the National Family Planning Board, National HIV and AIDS Policy Director Devon Gabarel and Technical Officer Nicola Cousins, in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment and share.
Consumers, you have the right to be compensated for misrepresentation, shoddy goods, or unsatisfactory delivery of services. You have the responsibility to fight for the best quality in a calm and amicable way. Refuse to accept shoddy workmanship. Learn how to complain successfully by having all your documents ready while being respectful yet firm when stating your case. Call us at 876-906-5425 or visit our website at cac.gov.jm. The Consumer Affairs Commission, protecting your rights, securing our future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.